Yesterday, we began the new sugya of the Taz. And the Taz shita is that if something is mefurash, something is mefurash in the pasuk, that it's mutter, Chazal can't answer it. We gave an example. Chazal asked Bishul Akum, right? So Bishul Akum, if you look in the Chumash, the Torah never says Bishul Akum is asur. It doesn't say it's mutter, it doesn't say it's asur, it doesn't. As long, the Torah just says you need kosher ingredients, you need kosher pots and pans. But it never says if everything is kosher, but the guy the one who's cooking, it's no good. So whenever the Torah doesn't give a statement one way or the other, which it's implicit that it's mutter, because the Torah didn't say otherwise, but it's not explicit that it's mutter, then Chachamim have their leeway to say whatever they want to say. But if it's so by Bishul Akum the Torah didn't say either way. So Chachamim made the Gzera and Asert. So the Taz quotes the Kasha of who? The Kasha of the Mizrahi. What was his first name? Eliyahu Mizrahi. And Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi asked the Kasha. He says, just like when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't take shofar because he might come in to carry. So too, why don't we say the same thing when what? When on every Rosh Hashanah we should not blow shofar anymore. Why? Because it's a klishir, and just like you can't play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shem Yisak and klishir, so the same thing on Rosh Hashanah. If that would be the case, basically we would obliterate Chas Shalom the mitzvah of shofar, because that applies to every Rosh Hashanah. You see, the thing of Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, that only applies to Shabbos. But the Shem Yisak and Klishir, that applies to every. So the Mizrahi asks, why don't we say that? So the Taz gives two terutzim. One terutz is that maybe it's not really a Klishir, but the other thing he says, no, because it's the first in the Torah that you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So if you want to say, okay, maybe some years yes, some years not, like Shabbos. But now, it's going to be nothing. The whole mitzvah is gone. So that they can't do. Because the Torah takes a stand, explicitly, is the blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Teruah Yelachem. Then, we saw that the Taz makes another comment. He says, if you have a bris milah on Shabbos, if a child was born on Shabbos, the baby was born on Shabbos, and it's not a C-section, it's a regular birth, and he was born on Shabbos, and it wasn't Beit HaShemashos, so then you do the bris on Shabbos, right? Michael Friedman, he had a bris on Shabbos, right? A bris on Shabbos. So, the bris on Shabbos. So, but there should be many problems with having a bris on Shabbos. I mean, whenever you do a bris milah, you're doing a malacha. either because of the blood or the skin or whatever the malach is. Okay, so that the Torah says, but it should be a din derabanan that what? That you can't do the bris on Shabbos because maybe you're going to come to carry the baby on Shabbos. Or maybe you'll come to carry the knife on Shabbos. So we should have the same gezerah that we don't blow show, that we don't take shofar on Shabbos, should apply to the bris. So the Taz says, because it's beferish in the Torah, that it's mutter. Why? Where's the pasuk? In Tazria. Ve'yom hashmini yimol b'sar aloso, and the Gemara says what? Ve'yom hashmini afilu b'shabes. Afilu b'shabes. So Josh was bothered. I know this also. Josh was bothered. What? That's not. Why is that more befeirish than Yom Trua? You know, doesn't seem too befeirish, right? And Adam was saying, you know, he was it's not befeirish. So why is that called befeirish? I mean, if I can't, it's not befeirish. If the pasuk says, "Vayom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbes Imo B'Sar Alos," so that's befeirish. Then they would be able, but it just says Biyom Hashmin. That was his catch. So I told him that there's a whole tshuva in the Igros Moshe dedicated to this question. Or Chaim Chelek Aleph. I apologize that it's not in the packet. My fault. There's Simon Kuf Lamed Daled. There's a tshuva to Rav Avram Weinfeld. I assume it's the Rav Avram Weinfeld from Muncie. That's what I would assume. Right, Lev Avram. We used to have a yeshiva in there as well, my son, Lev Avram. So, he asked this kasha. I mean, he asks another kasha from another Gemara, but basically, so, yes, from another Gemara, but this is, let me tell you what Rav Moshe says here. Right? I would have said this is not Beferish, right? The Drasha. I mean, we spent the whole first part of the semester about Drasha is not Beferish, Zer Shavas, Hekesh, Reboy, Eno Inyan, Heina Heina, you know. But this doesn't seem, so he says like, Hinei, I'm reading from the Igros Moshe. Hinei, Hanochel Anias Daiti, Divadik Avarosuhu, Rak al davar mefurish b'Torah, lo mashe darshim miriboy. B'chora, because of that other Gemara he's quoting is from a riboy. So a riboy is not b'feirish, right? And we said from the Torah Tamima that it could have said b'yishmini imo b'sar alos. In fact, says b'yom hashmini, but that's a riboy. So why is that called b'feirish? He says there's so many things she'osru ma'shemutu min ha'torah av she'mi drosha sakron v'rak rod yom ha'shmini shayim. So why is b'yom ha'shmini called b'feirish? It's b'feirish because the bris is yom ha'shmini, but it's not b'feirish that afilu b'shabbos. That's not b'feirish. So this kash is a shtaka kash, right? Josh, you're having to this tshuva from Tavshin Yud Aleph. We're holding by Ayin Zayin 66 years ago. That's some time ago, right? 66 years. I'm not sure of this tshuva. So he says he thinks the answer is based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Nun Tes. He says like this. The Gemara talks about things that were given to Bnei Noach before Matan Torah. Right? And they weren't Nishneis Mesinai. They weren't repeated in Har Sinai. So really, if something is given to Bnei Noach, right? Like Eva Menachai, not Eva Menachai, and wasn't Nishneis Mesinai. So what's the din? So now it's only to Israel, and not to Bnei Noach. Because by the fact that it wasn't repeated at Sinai, there's only one repeated to say that now these mitzvahs that were previously given are now going to apply to Klal Yisrael. That's why it didn't have to repeat it, because it was already said from before. So he says, the mitzvah's milah b'shmini hanemar l'Abraham, right? The mitzvah of milah was given to Abraham, right? U'kshaloi anishneis b'sinai. So if it wouldn't have been repeated at Har Sinai, so then it would be Hayaza Kedin Sharak Yisrael. Hello, Bnei Noach. Right? Rather, Shanishne is Gamba Sinai, Hayaza Gamba Bnei Noach. So, in other words, if something was given before Sinai and not repeated at Sinai, so now what's the din? It's only for Israel. It's taken. If it would what? Be given before Sinai and repeated with Sinai, now it's what? Now it would be for both. So now Mila, what's the story with Mila? Right, so let me ask you a question. So are Goyim Chayiv and Mila? They're not. Why not? I thought if it's something was given before Sinai. If something was given before Sinai, right, and was not and was repeated, so now it means that both should have it. If it wasn't repeated, that means Hashem wants to transfer it over to give only to the Jews, not to the Bnei Noach anymore. But here it was repeated. Pasuk in Tazria, V'yom Hashmini, Imol, Besar Alaso. So you know what the Ramosha says? It wasn't repeated. Ah, but it was. It was only repeated to teach you the din of Shabbos. That's Pshat. It's not a special rebirth. It's telling you the din of Shabbos. So Mamela. That's called Mefurish. B'yom HaShmini Rak L'Mishmi Shabbos. Chai Nechshev Shehed Zim Shabbos B'ilu Mefurish but Lakshu Midrasha. Because the whole point of the Pasuk was only for Shabbos. Because if it wasn't just for Shabbos, then the Mitzvah of Bris Milah should be for Goyim also. Because if it was said before Sinai and at Sinai, now it's both. So you see from here, that that it was for both. So therefore, but it's not for both, because the answer is this pasuk was given solely to teach me the din of Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. It's not just like a reboy. Because if the Torah was just telling you it was a mitzvah milah and it was a riboy, then what? Then it would be for goyim and for Yisrael, but it's not. So that's how Rav Moshe explains why it's considered before. It's a chah, Rav Moshe said. Lamaisa, it's still not, but it's an interesting teretz that he gives. I think it's a very sharp form. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You can think of some, but 66 years ago, that's what Rav Moshe said. We're 66 years later. If you want to give a different teretz, you can think of it, or you could say it's a Shvera Taz, but if you want to be Yashiv the Taz, so this is an interesting Mahalik. That B'yom HaShmini, Yimol B'Sar Aloso, the whole Pasuk was said for the din of Milah B'Shabbos. Okay. Good. Okay. Now, we're going to the next part of the Taz. So the next part of the Taz is about the halacha of schora b'macholos asuros. We know that there are two types of macholos asuros. One type, certain things like nevela trefa, you can't eat, but you could get hanah from it. Right? You can't eat it, but you can get hanah from it. Another type is that it's also b'hanah. Like basa b'cholov is also b'hanah. And chametz b'pesach is also b'hanah. Okay, so certain things are also b'hana, only achila, and certain things are also b'hana. Then, there's a new halacha called the issoschora. An issoschora means that something that's really mutter b'hana, it's only achila. So in other words, am I allowed to have a business where I import and export treif meat? That's my job. I buy treif meat from another country, and I import it, say, to America, and then I sell it to whatever. That's my business. I don't eat it, chas v'shalom, but I eat treif in the chas v'shalom. And it's mutter b'hanah, right? It's mutter b'hanah. So you'd say, no problem. But there's a din, and there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, the Kuf Yud Zayin in Yoredeya, that's dedicated to this din, and that is the din of what? That there's an issur shchora for macholos asuros. Where it's like, I'm a Jewish person, so can I own a McDonald's? Can I own a McDonald's? They have Buster Bacholo McDonald's, do they? They have cheeseburgers, but cheeseburgers are not so posh that that's Buster Bacholo Doraisa. It's only sleep. What? What? You mean by Mivaseret they have this? What do they have by Mivaseret? What do they have? Yeah, that's kosher.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but we're here in America now. Believe me, there's no McDonald's in America that's under any... In Argentina. Sometimes he stops off in Argentina. Next time you'll be in Argentina, you'll look, check it out. Argentina, perhaps. But do they cook any real basa b'cholov in McDonald's? Yeah, so they have tzli, tigun, whatever. That's a machlokas, whether that's a deraisa or not. That might only be the Rabbanan, and then it's Mutter B'hana, the Bishop. But I don't know, do they do any real taking? I don't know. But let's assume that nothing is technically Basa B'cholov. So you still can't own McDonald's. Because you're doing business with treif meat. The meat is really treif. All the meat is nevela.
kind of spinning up the case and maybe going a step further. What about someone going to, let's say, a shopping center, and in it they have a bunch of non-kosher restaurants? Meaning that they're in the business with the...
They own a mall. They own a mall?
Yeah, they own a mall. They own a shopping center, they own a mall, and they have shops there, and they have restaurants in there.
Right.
There's a bunch of non-kosher restaurants.
Right. But is that... In other words, they're renting out the space. They're not doing skor b'chol asurus. Skor.
But can you say that because based off of their skor with the...
We're going to talk about that, like what's called exactly skor b'chol asurus. Stocks is a question. What about being a waiter? Could you be a waiter in a treif restaurant? In other words, a treif restaurant in a goyish neighborhood. So they're all, say, goyim there. Is there anything wrong by being a waiter? Or not? So then we're going to talk about it.
Well, if you're a coffee barista at like McDonald's, where we actually decided there's a pure cups from a mountain coffee, so we do the coffee exposure, but you're only in the coffee area, however, it's a joint, so not like that.
What?
Ruben is dealing with the coffee area, which we could be kosher at the project of Sharon. Now, the store itself is not Sharon, and it's a joint to not kosher at McDonald's. However, Ruben's only dealing with the coffee area, which should be kosher. Is that a problem also, or is that?
What do you mean he's dealing with it?
He's overseeing the. He's the barista.
He's making the coffee, and you mean in a non-kosher establishment, but he's involved.
Area itself, which is kosher.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, so we'll see. We'll see. So the halacha is, take a look in the page 7 of the Rambam. Yeah, take a look, page 7, third line. Page 7, the third line. Kol davar she'osu b'achilo mutar b'hana. Af al pi shu mutar b'hana, osu lasos bo schora. You can't do schora. Okay. So the big question at hand is that an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan to do schora b'macholas asuras? Where does the Issa Schor come from? And is it an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabban? So there is a Tosis in Sukkah. I didn't put it in this packet, it'll be in a future packet, Bez Hashem, and Lamites. You take a look. That the Pasuk, it quotes the Pasuk in Devarim. Lo sasako malacha lagea shem shirechtet nerevachol umocha lenochri. That if you have nevela, it says umocha lenochri. So Tosa says, you see from that pasuk l'chora that the schor is mutter. Because it's mocher l'nochri. Look at the top line and the bottom wide line of page 9. The line that ends. You have a sukkah here for a second? Yeah. Yeah. So that pasuk I showed Josh this morning, Dvarim or Dvarim Yudalim. So Tosa says, there's a discussion of what's called schor. Came to Yishalmim Minin Hachem Lachtim. Efter that Korah Mechaveir Kadei Laharviyach Volim Kor Biyoker Hayin Nami Schora. Not only, first he thought maybe Schora is only that if you take fruit from the field and then you sell it, that's called schora. But he says even if you buy it and then sell it, that's schora. Because just selling alone, the pasuk says that can't be schor because it says mochel anochri, so that's mutter. So selling alone is mutter. So it must be that you need to if you buy it and then sell it, that's it. If you just have an avela, now you sell it, that's not schor. But if you buy and sell, you buy it from somebody else and you sell it at a higher price, that's schor. That's also schorah. But selling alone is not schorah because pasuk says machal anachri. You ought to sell. Say, somehow I got a trade piece of meat. I didn't buy it. I just got it. My animal died without, so I can sell it. But why isn't that schorah? So that's not schorah, because schorah means you bought from, like a business. You buy for cheap and then you sell it for more. Because if any selling is called schora, then the pasuk is machal anachri, so it's mutter. So you see from here l'chora that schora is an issur d'oraisa, because you're learning from the pasuk machal anachri what's called schora. So the Taz says no. First he quotes from the Rashba that it's mashmur to the Rabban, and he says it can't be. Because Tosis proves from a pasuk Nigari Schora. So why is Tosis, so if it's Rabbanon, how could Tosis prove it from a Pasuk? So Tosis answers, so the Taz answers, no, the Pshat is, Tosis was proving that since the Pasuk says Beferi Shlach, that Mochel Nochri is Mutter, so then just Mechir alone couldn't be part of the Issachora because it's Beferish in the Torah that it's Mutter, and then Chachamim wouldn't be able to answer it. So Afarcha, it's only Drabbanan, and they only answered it when you bought it and then sold it. But Mochel Nochri alone, that's not Schor because you just sold, you didn't buy. You didn't buy and then sold. So by the fact that the Torah says Mochel Nochri is Mutter, that must mean that Mochel Nochri is Mochel Nochri is not Schor. But they're learning it from a pasuk. But if the whole Isser is the Rabbanan, so of course, why are you learning it from a pasuk? The whole Isser is the Rabbanan. So he says, you're right, the whole Isser is the Rabbanan, but the pshat is that the Isser the Rabbanan can only have been buying and then selling. It couldn't be just selling alone, because if the Torah not did selling alone, Chachamim couldn't have made the Isser. So al kocho, the Isser the Rabbanan, the whole thing is the Rabbanan, the Isser the Rabbanan is selling and then buying. Right. But just No. There is no Issa Daraisa. Holy Issa is only Drabon. But what is the Issa Drabon? If the Issa Drabon is selling loan, that couldn't have been the Issa Drabon, because the Torah says selling loan is Mutter, because it's Mutter Bahana. So the Chachamim couldn't have made the Issa of selling loan. So what must be? The Issa D'Rabbanan must have been to buy for cheap and sell for more. That the Torah didn't speak about. The Torah only speak about Mocher. Mocher just means to sell. But the Taz was asking, the Rashba seems to say that the whole Issa Schor is a D'Rabbanan. But then Tosis is learning the halachas of the Issa Schor, what it is and what it isn't, from the Pasuk of Mocher. But if the whole thing is Rabbanan, how can you can't learn out the halakhas of a din Rabbanan from the Pasuk? So it must be that it's not an Issa Rabbanan. It's an Issa Rabbanan. But Tos is just saying, how do we know what the Issa Rabbanan is? The Issa Rabbanan can't be something that the Torah permitted. So if the Torah permitted selling, the Issa Rabbanan can't mean I'm selling. The Issa Rabbanan is only buying and then selling. The Torah didn't speak about that. The Torah just said Mocher. But Midaraisa, there's no Issa. And he quotes the Rashba and says, "What? Why was the Issa Rabbanan? Look at the beginning of the Taz. The Beis Yosef Shem Rashba Tam Gzei Shem Yovel Lechol Mehem. That you're going to come to eat. We didn't want you to do Schor of Macholas Asuras because you might come to eat. That was the real reason. Now you could say, therefore, that should apply to selling also. But no, because selling means that you happen to have it. So you're selling, getting rid of it. To buy it, to actually bring it into your possession, even to sell it is not right, because maybe you'll bring it into your possession to sell, and then before you get a chance to sell it, you'll come to eat it. So the Taz thoughts of the Rashba, that it's the Rabbanim, lest you come to eat it. Right? And then he says, but Tosis and Sukkah seems to say it's a Daraisa, because Tosis is learning. What's Pshat and Schor? It can't mean selling alone, because the Pasuk says Umachar. So that's Mashra, it's a Daraisa, and they're telling you what the Daraisa is. The Daraisa is not Umachar. But so how could the Rashba say it's the Rabbanan? The answer is, the Rashba could say it's the Rabbanan, and Tosis could also agree it's the Rabbanan, but Tosis means to say that Rabbanan wouldn't have made the Isser of Schorah. If Schorah just meant selling, then they couldn't have made an Isser, because it's Mefarish in the Torah that it's Mutter. So the Torah must have made the Isser, the Chacham only made the Isser of buying and then selling, which the Torah never spoke about. And that they could make an Isser. And that's like a sense, because just to sell is no Shemi Yobolochlo, because you happen to have it in your possession for some reason. Your behemoth died. So now you can get rid of it, sell it. But to bring it into your possession, to buy it, then Shemi Yavol Ochlo. So then you can't do that. But the Yesod of the Taz is that if the Torah said beferish that Mocher is Mutter, that's not the Isra of Schorer. Schorer is only to buy and then to sell. To buy on Manas to sell. And the Torah never asked that, so Mamela, the Chachamim can make that Isra. But the Chachamim can never make an Isra just on selling, because the Torah said beferish, Mocher. Mocher is Mutter. So the Chachamim can't ask it. Okay, so we saw today the Igros Moshe. We didn't see it inside, but you heard it when you look at inside. And this the beginning of this. There's more to say, but then we still have to come back to our famous question from yesterday. Ki siyeda le'ishtei noshim. How can it be? How can Rabbeinu Geshem aser polygamy? Polygamy? The Torah not the polygamy. You can be firmer than the Torah. Definitely, we're firmer than the Torah. Well, you're firmer than the Torah. The Torah says, "Ki tiyan li shtei nashim." Right? Don't be firmer than the Torah. That's the Taz says. We can't be firmer than the Torah. The Torah doesn't speak about it that the Chachamim could ask. Okay. Position.